Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your tremendously busy schedules to join me today. It is very hard to believe that we are already at the 5th of December, which of course means that we have 20 days until the marked and observed date on our calendar of December 25th, which many of us set aside as the observance of Christmas. And true to form, I'm going to read to you on this show. Ordinarily, I read Tom Hegg's A Christmas Tea, but this year I decided to stray away from that, and I have two renditions that will help us to reflect upon Christmas. The first is entitled, The Angels Called It Good News, and it's by Larry Libby. There came a time, at the best time, the right time, when the mighty Son of God turned his back on all the beauty and happiness of his forever home. Somehow, no one knows just how, he stepped out of heaven and entered earth as a baby. It must have seemed a long way between heaven and earth. It must have been sad to leave such a glorious home. It must have made the angels wide-eyed and solemn to see the king they love and serve say goodbye and take that long step over the edge of heaven. Down, 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 through black space, to the little blue and brown planet where you and I live. Did the angels know that the man Jesus would have to die? Did they know that when he grew up, his strong, gentle hands would be nailed to a cross of wood? Did they know that their king would give up his life for all the wrong, hateful things you and I have done? Did they know those things? I think they probably did. But it wasn't long before they got to come to Earth, too. Late on a sleepy, star-sprinkled night, those angels peeled back the sky just like you would tear open a sparkling Christmas present. Then, with light and joy pouring out of heaven like water through a broken dam, they began to shout and sing the message that baby Jesus had been born. The world had a savior. The angels called it good news, and it was. It still is, and it will always be. Again, the name of this rendition is The Angels Called It Good News. And now I have one other, and that is entitled Daily Gifts, and it's by Chuck Swindoll. It's not too early to give some things away this Christmas, not just on Christmas Day, but during all the days leading up to December 25th. We could call these daily gifts, our Christmas projects. Maybe one per day, or maybe one and a half, or even two a day, from now until then. And here are the suggestions that Chuck Swindoll makes. We can give the gift of mending a quarrel. We can seek out a forgotten friend. Dismiss suspicion. What about writing a long overdue love note? Hug someone tightly and whisper, I love you so. Forgive an enemy. Be gentle and patient with an angry person. Express appreciation. Gladden the heart of a child. Find the time to keep and then keep a promise. Make or bake something for someone else and do it anonymously. Release a grudge. Here's one. Listen. Speak kindly to a stranger. Enter into another sorrow. Smile. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Take a walk with a friend. Take some time to kneel down and hug a child or pat a pet. Read a poem or two to your mate or friend. Lessen your demands on your expectations of others. Play some beautiful music during your evening meal. Apologize if you were wrong. And I would say ask forgiveness if you were wrong. And maybe even ask forgiveness if you weren't wrong. Turn off your television and talk. Treat someone to an ice cream cone or other delicacy. Do the dishes for the family. Pray for someone who comes to mind. Pray for someone who helped you when you were hurt. Fix breakfast. It could be on the weekend, but it could also be on the weekday. When you feel strongly about something, let your answer be soft. Oh, encourage an older person. Point out one thing you appreciate most about someone you work with or live near or you happen to live with. Offer to babysit for a weary mother or a weary dad. Give your parent or your teacher a break. Be especially cooperative. And he ends by saying, let's make Christmas one long extended gift of ourselves to others, unselfishly, without announcement or obligation or reservation or hypocrisy. Well, folks, this ends our reading for this year. And I really, really hope and pray that you have a wonderful and a very blessed Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, that's your choice. I wish you, if you would like me to say happy holidays, I wish you happy holidays. I wish others a happy Hanukkah. And I wish you the very best of the very best. Take care.